Well, I don't know who I'm speaking to, but nevertheless, I'm honored to be here, and Kansas State University is honored to be here, and we appreciate certainly AdvoCare and the Houston Texans and the people that support this wonderful bowl. And I had the opportunity to, not as a coach, but as a Kansas State person, to be here in the inaugural bowl. And it's really we were honored to be treated as well as we were. The people of Houston certainly took great care of the Kansas State party while we were here at that time. Unfortunately, we didn't win the ball game, but nevertheless, it was really a wonderful time with a lot of people. And again, going back to the people that have invested themselves so dearly and dramatically in the growth of the Texas Bowl, you know, to be commended. I appreciate them a great, great deal. Texas A&M, obviously, a wonderful program, wonderful university. I have great admiration for Coach Sumlin and his staff, and have just here in the last 24 hours or so began to do a little research on Texas A&M, and starting to scare me a little bit. You know, they've got really some very talented players and really a lot of wonderful experienced staff members as well. So anyway, with that being said, I'll open questions. I'm honored also to have with me a number of Kansas State people, Sean Snyder, who is the associate head coach and all kinds of other titles. He's the one that runs the program, and I just kind of go along for the ride. And Casey Harper, who assists Sean in many, many ways and has been down here for several days now and going through the organizational process. And it was wonderful to see Michael Bishop here. Michael was a quarterback for us. He's from the Houston area, very, very talented player at Kansas State University. We loved him. In fact, you know, somebody asked me the other day about playing Texas A&M when we were both in the same conference, and the only game that I can truly remember, you always remember, well, most people remember the ones you won, I remember the ones you lose, and I remember playing in a championship ball game against Texas A&M a number of years ago. Michael was our quarterback. If we win the ball game, we go to the national championship ball game. We're 17 point, we had a 17 point lead going into the fourth quarter and lost the ball game. Not because of Michael. I mean, Michael was, like I said, was an All-American quarterback, but I remember he threw one of those Hail Mary passes at the very end of the ball game, which would have given us the opportunity to win, and our receiver caught it on the 3-yard line, and the gun went off, and we went home. So that's my memory of all the times that we played Texas A&M. So I've said enough. What can I help you with?
Coach, looking back on where this program was when you first took over, how satisfying is it to now be making a seventh straight bowl appearance?
Well, we had more bowl appearances consecutively in the first tenure that I had, you know, than we have in this one. I don't know what the number was, 12 or 13 or something like that, maybe a few more. But it is, it has been gratifying that the program has, you know, had a reasonable amount of success over the years. I remember going to, you know, Kansas State. That was before you were born. That was in 89, I think. Is that right, Sean? Something like that. we went to Kansas State University at the time was the losingest program in the history of college football. It was the only program that had lost 500 games, and there was not a player in the program at the time that had ever participated at Kansas State in a winning football game. They had, a few of them had played in one game in which they had tied. And so it was, and we had, that was when you could have, I believe the number at the time had gone, scholarship-wise, had gone from 105 to 95, and we had 47 on scholarship. So we were less than 50% scholarship, which was the lowest scholarship count in the history of college football, you know, as well. So a lot of people, a lot of wonderful people over the years, a lot of amazing players like Michael, not just good players, great players, but wonderful people, and a lot of wonderful Kansas State people, great administration, wonderful community. Just so many people that invested so much to allow, you know, the program to become what hopefully we think it is now.
Coach, you mentioned doing your research on Texas A&M. Are you calling on your connections, such as Bob Stoops or Brett Bielema, that do have a lot more knowledge of their program right now?
Well, it's not that we won't make phone calls. I'm not going to divulge my list, but we will visit with, as I'm sure Kevin will, with other coaches as well.
Sure. Coach, you've seen a lot of football, but is this one of more your special seasons just because you had won your 200th game this year?
Well, every year has its own specialness, if that's a word. It really isn't about that. Going back to that particular day, I wasn't extremely pleased about the day because we didn't play as well as I would have liked, and that that kind of tells you, hopefully, my thing is not about the number of wins, etc. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can allude to and statistically, but ours is about, and always has been, and it's a matter of consistency and what the process and the message happens to be, and that is to, do the very best that you can possibly do day in and day out, and one day at a time. And, the numbers, as I've said before, I and our players understand that. I'm perfectly pleased if all of our players and coaches do as well as they possibly can. Win, lose, or draw, the important thing is, did you do the best that you can? And that's preparation for life. That's what, in my way of thinking, that college athletics, college football is all about. It's building a foundation for the rest of your life. And the rest of your life is about, becoming successful as a student, a businessman, a family member with your faith, your family, whatever it is that's important in your life, how do you become the best at it? And that's the important thing.
Was there anything special about that moment that when you won the 200th game? I know you kind of said it's not about numbers, but it's a pretty big deal.
I don't know. If you're in it long enough, you're bound to win a few games. So I don't know that the thing that, as I've addressed, I'm sure, with the media after the ball game, when I asked something similar to the same question, all that comes to mind is, what I said a moment ago, wonderful young people that we've had go through our program, tremendous coaches and a university and a community, a state, a nation of people that genuinely cared about the young people in our program and invested themselves, so very, very heavily in whatever success that we had had. So it was a team event, surely.
Coach, looking at your season, you guys started 3-3 and closed 5-1. Do you feel like you're playing your best football going into this game?
Well, I think we're, once again, that's part of the process. It's, our feelings are that, if you're going to go out and spend all that kind of time and effort, that, improvement should be a byproduct of that. And that's daily improvement, day in and day out. And I think we, we've moved in that direction, certainly with some ups and downs. But by and large, we have continually made reasonable improvement over the course of the year. And that's our direction, and that always has been our direction. And I think we're, we're a better team today. And, we still have a long ways to go, but we're, a better team today than when we started, surely.
Coach, you talked a little earlier about Michael Bishop. How special has the city of Houston been to you in your coaching career when it comes to recruiting and building programs?
Well, we have, I mean, there's a number of young guys from the area that have been in our program. I think one that comes to mind while we're talking about quarterbacks, Al Roberson, you know, was with us during a championship year in the conference, a wonderful young guy, and who came back. And I mean, that to me, that's what speaks so highly of Houston, is Michael came back to Houston and Al came back to Houston because that's, you know, that's the place they loved. And but they were, you know, really special young guys in our program, and people speak so highly of the state of Texas, and certainly Houston, you know, with the dramatic population and wonderful football in the area has really been special. I had you know, some ventures in Texas. I was at Austin College. That was my first ever college coaching job. That's up in Sherman, Texas. And then I went with Hayden Fry at North Texas State. So I have a little experience there. I have two daughters now that live in Texas, one, up in the Dallas area and above. So,
hey, Coach.
What's it mean getting to play the game, though? How does that help the program as well, playing in this city as far as, you know, going forward?
Well, I've, certainly, you know, you could say that there's it gives you more exposure to the state, and particularly the Houston and surrounding area, aside from that, I don't know that there's a whole lot more that I could share with you. It's a wonderful state, great football state, great city. Yes, ma'am.
Right here. Assuming Trevor Knight is healthy enough to play, what can you tell us about him, having played against him when he was at Oklahoma?
Well, I think Trevor, I'm quite certain, will be prepared to play. Trevor's a he's a talented young player, and from a football standpoint, he creates some of those issues, kind of like Michael did when he was with us. You know, because he can run it and he can throw it. So, you know, he's a complete package, and you have to defend well against all the quarterback run game and the draws and the scrambles, you know, to go along with his capacity to throw the football. You know, the other thing that I appreciate about him so much is, you know, he's a quality young man and a good, good person to go along with it. And appears, you know, from based on the experience that we had with him at Oklahoma here, that he manages his team in terms of leadership as well as knowledge and understanding of defenses, as well as a great concept of, you know, his own offense. Good young guy.
I'm sure Trevor is part of the answer to this question, but you said you started your prep work for A&M and that they scared you. What does scare you about them, and what kind of game can we expect to see? What do you expect to see out there?
Well, as I indicated, they have a great deal of balance in their offense. I mean, if you look at the offensive numbers, there's a good deal of balance between the run and the pass. When you look at some of the talent they have, you look at wide receivers that numbers are, you know, off the charts, so to speak, and a plethora of returning starters in that respect. Obviously, a quarterback that we played against before and have a great deal of respect for, and a running back who, and more than one. But, you know, is extremely, extremely talented. You look at their special teams, Sean's our special teams coordinator as well. And, coming down here, I think they're the lowest ranked unit on their special teams in the nation is, I think, number 30. But they, you know, they rank in a variety of different areas. They've got great returners. I've never experienced playing against someone who averages over 28 yards per return on punt returns. I mean, that's a very, very significant number. I think that's probably number one in the country, somewhere along those lines. You know, and defensively, and going back to wide receivers, you know, when you've got a 6'4", 240-pound wide receiver, that creates problems for most teams that you play. But, you know, and then, you know, looking on the other side of the ball, a very, very talented defensive coordinator, experienced to the nth degree. You look at the guys, they run around, they're, you know, sound in what they do, but they've got good size. They've got length to them, you know, guys that can get up and disrupt passers and just play well. Good football team.
Coach, do you have any concern when you're on the roll that you're on, you're winning 5 out of 6 the last 3, that you have this layover?
I don't know if that's
now.
A roll or not, but.
But now you have a layover now. Like, are you concerned mm-hmm. about breaking the momentum?
Well, if I were worrying about that, I'd be wasting my time. You know, there's nothing I can do about it. So we just, you know, move on and take circumstances as they are. And looking at the positive side of it, you know, our players have had an opportunity to, you know, relax a little bit, and we haven't been on the practice field now for approximately a week. They needed that. You know, it becomes a long season. I mean, every year we keep adding football games. You know, before long we'll be playing year-round, and they need a break. They need some time to be a student. And to be a better student than what they have. And so I'm pleased about that part of it, surely.
Coach, what have you seen from, or how have you liked the growth from your quarterback, Jesse Ertz, this year?
Jesse is really kind of like hopefully the rest of our team. I mean, that's part of our expectations. And Jesse has gotten better and better and better. You know, it was so easy to, because Jesse, if you remember, we probably wouldn't remember, started the first ball game in 2015 and was injured in the ball game. It was out for the season. So he had, I think, two snaps under his belt. That was it. So he really was, you know, brand new to the experience, and it showed. But he's a very dedicated young guy. He's very committed to what he's doing. He's an excellent teammate. He's a good, good young person. And becoming better was important to him, and consequently he did. And so he has, as I've said, hopefully, you know, all of our youngsters fit in that category. But, you know, he has made continued improvement throughout the course of the year and in virtually every area that is part of the responsibility for a quarterback.
Do you feel that the way he can put the ball on the ground and run and is kind of something that A&M is going to have to really prepare for?
Well, I think, you know, anybody that we play probably, that's just the nature of what we've done. I mean, that's, you know, that was the same when, it's been that way in my tenure there. I mean, that's just been part of our agenda, you know, so to speak. That's what we do, good, bad, or indifferent. And you know, you'd like to hope that it creates some difficulty for teams, but you know, virtually, you know, most teams in the country move along that lines as well, where quarterbacks, you know, are also, you know, well-rounded and a threat to run the ball as well as throw the ball. So, you know, it's not like they haven't seen that before, and they do it themselves. So.
And Coach, before you go,
yes, sir.
News here in Houston earlier this year, of course, with the Big Ten, they decided not to add members. Were you any disappointed about that, or were you okay with that?
Well, I am. I'm okay with you know, whatever our conference chooses to do. You know, I've always said the same thing. Have for you know, 2 decades. You know, I loved the organizational plan that we had many years ago, which was 12 teams, 2 divisions, and a championship game. I remember, you know, the way it used to be. There were 2 games that were played in the first weekend of December. That was the Big 12 Conference Championship game. Pardon me, and the Southeastern Conference Championship game, played at different times, had the best TV numbers that you know, that you could probably come across. So it was great exposure. You know, I thought I love that. There were pluses and minuses, reasons for it and reasons not for it. It was great for Kansas State. You know, it gave us, you know, we've got a trophy case full of trophies of divisional championships. you know, which wouldn't be there, you know, under, you know, a different environment. But as I said, that because of Kansas State, it was what I felt was in the best interest of Kansas State. So everybody has a different idea about it. But whatever our conference chooses to do, I support 100%.